Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have John Kierkegaard on the line, and he's president and CEO over at DCRA Inc. and DCRA Technologies LLC. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, John, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to be talking about blockchain technology. We're going to talk about supply chain networks and synchronicity. I mean, we got a whole lot to cover here. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at DCRA Inc. and DCRA Technologies, please.
Sure, Adam. We're all kind of creatures of our experience, and my background is 35-plus years of solving big supply chain business problems using process and technology. And about 20 years ago, we founded DCRA around the concept of compressing cycle time and all supply chain activities and a focus on sales and operations planning, which is kind of a big way to say, to teach a manufacturer supply chain, how do I make what I sell and sell what I make, not create excess. So today, I think we're going to talk a little bit more about some innovative new patented technologies and blockchain that we've created that I think can help synchronize activities up and down supply chains in a much better way.
So just to get that conversation started, let's talk about, you know, the current state of global GDP and supply chain impacts and what's going on. So where do you want to start this? And I know this is a big topic for us to cover, you know, in our 15-minute or so podcast, but we're going to get as much of it as we can out of you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, my favorite quote in life is Ben Franklin. If I had more time, I'd written a shorter letter. So we'll see if we can keep things short. So the place to start is with numbers. And if you think of global GDP being around $70-80 trillion, about 17 to 18 trillion of that is caught up in what would be supply chain for processes. Making global GDP, 85% of that, about $60 trillion, is caught up in supply chain for processes. But the key metric that's interesting to look at is the amount of inventory held up and down supply chains across the globe is around $17-18 trillion. And that, despite, you know, billions of dollars of supposedly Harry Potter magic technology, from ERP systems to optimization systems to everything you can name, that number's actually trended up the last 10, 15 years, not gone down. Which is a real kind of, you know, if you're old enough to remember the old space shows, you know, that's a danger will rob us. There's something wrong out there. We've thrown all this technology at it, but our macro efficiency of getting goods to market has gone down.
So, I mean, and first off, just to make sure we heard this right, so trillions of dollars that are at stake here, not billions for everybody listening. So it's a massive amount of inefficiency. So, I mean, where do we go from there? I mean, obviously, there's a huge, huge problem, a lot of things that can be solved. Maybe let's start with something. Let's just start locally. I mean, in the U.S., I mean, what's kind of going wrong here in manufacturing?
Yeah, I don't think it's going wrong in manufacturing. What's going wrong is the borders between companies that manufacture and build and distribute and retail And the simple reality is, over the last few decades, nobody's a vertically integrated manufacturer. You build something and you buy either components. And whether you're two guys making bicycles in Seattle, or you're Boeing making 787 airplanes, there's just massive dysfunction between the borders of businesses, or even the borders between departments of a large firm. And those the way things get solved today is entities, to make the other entity happy, they either push out times, or they carry too much inventory or too much capacity to manufacture, which is a tremendous amount of wasted resource or lost sales.
Which makes perfect sense. I mean, and so looking at how we move forward, obviously there's no, silver bullet on this one, but like, what are some of the things that we can do to correct this, or simplify it, or make things more efficient? Like, what does that look like?
Well, the first step in correcting it is a good diagnostic of what is, right? So what is today is 20, 30 years of companies buying and being sold. I use the term deep water wells of isolated to technology that make themselves very precise within the borders of their own company. And I'll blame ERP as the primary culprit here, but not good synchronization outside of those four walls. And that technology has made the problem worse. The way we move forward is we begin to understand that people like to collaborate. But when it comes to collaborating around numbers, what's happened in the world today is, and this is in almost every bit business, is despite the sophisticated billions of dollars of ERP systems, whatever, in most cases, manufacturing gets coordinated with outside processes and resources and other component manufacturing and materials, with mostly spreadsheets and emails. Because spreadsheets are a good way to represent a time phase flow of goods, emails become more of a collaborative model. Can you make me 10 a week for 10 weeks? You got to make sure that the contract manufacturer didn't hear, I need 30 in week 10, right? So there's a fair amount of the old telephone game involved in terms of communicating the right way. And, great efficient supply chains don't just make piles of goods. They don't make 6 months of red dresses only to find out the ladies want blue dresses, right? You stay very responsive and nimble. And the things we've gone through with COVID the last 6 months are a great example of that. So the answer to your question, what do we do to move forward? We need to recognize that our technology architectures of solving these problems have largely been flawed. The big technology companies and some big operators like the Amazons of the world have pushed out very centralized technology as a command and control environment, more like the Chinese, but command and control environment. But that's not how U.S. business works. And so we need to have a tremendous push on what I would call decentralized network encrypted secure technology, so that businesses can collaborate in a way where they don't have to give up competitive secrets, yet they can coordinate an efficient, effective use of their resources and their partners' resources.
Let's go a little bit further down that line of thought in terms of the technology and what that looks like. And also, is what you're describing, is that just enterprise level potential solutions, or is that also for the mid-market or small business? I mean, let's go a little bit further into the technology things and how you see some of those things working out.
That's what's so powerful. It works for two guys in a bicycle shop, and it works for all of Boeing or all of Siemens, like a key client of ours. So what's needed is essentially, if you can imagine a multi-enterprise, multi-entity spreadsheet that was a little bit like Humpty Dumpty. You can take Humpty Dumpty, you can break him apart, but the old fable, you can't put him back together again. But what you need to be able to do is break Humpty Dumpty apart and then be able to put it back together. So the secret words in supply chain planning, which is such a powerful concept, evolve around looking forward, not backwards, like in traditional accounting, and a planning bill of material. And a planning bill of material is not necessarily the engineering bill of material, but it's how I make the components. So making a desktop computer, there may be 10,000 components in the engineering bill of material, but the planning bill of material might have 5 or 10 items in it, a keyboard, a power supply, a hard drive, a case, et cetera, right? So what you want to be able to do is in today's world, nobody makes all those components under one financial entity. An HP or a Dell would have multiple suppliers of those things, but they then have to synchronize the flow of those pieces back to your order. And that's where technology has let us down, where technology leaders have pushed the wrong tool to solve the problem. And blockchain, although not perfect, blockchain is a phenomenal step function awareness that there needs to be tremendous balance of a decentralized network computing that's secure and asynchronous to balance out the centralized computing that's become so dominant in the marketplace.
So there's a thread here that really impacts U.S. support of U.S. manufacturing, I mean, jobs, a lot of things domestically. Could you talk a little bit more about that and what that looks like?
Yeah, that's something I've done a lot of philanthropic work on for the last 20 years in terms of how to create and expand U.S. employment and manufacturing through these concepts. I can explain it very logically, and then, you know, people can dig in our blog of our website, dcrasolutions.com or sopbook.com. But think of, you know, the Puritans and the people who settled this United States. They came here with high hopes of productivity, but they desired to be independent, but yet dependent, right? And what we're missing as a nation, I liken it to the interstate highway system was built after World War II so that we wouldn't be threatened by, you know, the Soviet Union. We could move troops and resources around the country. Is we need an interstate highway system of what I would call synchronizing the independent. We need both government and private enterprise to invest in, and for this discussion, let's talk about it in terms of blockchain networks, because that's probably the best enable we have now. Ways that independent businesses, independent manufacturers, independent distributors, independent sales agents, and or big dominant entities can better synchronize their resources and inventory to the total solution. That total solution might be a complicated product. It might be building an office building. It might be just getting the resources for a contractor to remodel your kitchen in your house.
Fantastic. So, John, final question, two-part question. Number one, what are the right types of – so a lot of people listen to this podcast. What are the right types of companies and organizations that are typically a good fit for DCRA? Question number one. And question number two, what's the best way for these companies to follow up to learn more with you and your team?
Yeah, what's really powerful is these concepts of sales and operations planning applied to decentralized blockchain – apply to pretty much every industry you can imagine. Obviously, industries like automotive and automotive supplies, high-tech telecom equipment, aerospace, and some food industry, some retail businesses, they're probably on the leading edge of immediate value because they live this problem the day they walk in, from the minute they walk into the office, the minute they go home and keep working. They're complicated products with many different components and uses, But the solutions apply to every industry, and it applies to, and actually in many respects, smaller businesses can deploy this much faster and easier than larger businesses because it's much more natural. It's much more the way people and businesses collaborate. You know, if I'm a small business using other resources, I ask my supplier, can you give me 10 a week for 10 weeks? And I judge, does he give me a sincere answer or does he give me a BS answer? And then based on that, I then calibrate what I commit to my customer. The problem is, as you scale, doing that with numbers becomes increasingly hard as you get more and more numbers and more arrays of data and paths in your supply chain network. So it applies to all the above.
Fantastic. And what's the best way for these organizations to connect with you and your team?
Yeah, just call us at 214-352-0868. We have three websites that can help. DCRASolutions.com is our consultative problem solving supply chain diagnostics process. DCRA Technologies, the website, is SOPbook.com, and that explains more of our blockchain enablers and decentralized sales and operations planning technologies. And then we're rolling out a new service called MakeIt.net, which is M8KIT.net. And that is the innovative service we're deploying that is a collaboration service to help various ERP systems, various planning systems, various contract manufacturers all synchronize their production and their fulfillment in much tighter, more productivity and profitable ways.
Fantastic. Well, John, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your insight on what's going on in manufacturing, blockchain, synchronicity. I mean, we covered it. You packed a whole lot into this mighty punch of an episode, so thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If this is your first time listening, do not forget, hit that subscribe button. Would love for you to come back and be a return listener. I have a lot of more great guests coming up for you. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely hit the subscribe button there, but also leave some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And John, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.